The next sugya of Gemara here, which is partly halacha and partly what we call in our language agada. We already saw the sugya about marrying young and then marrying, having children young and having children old. This is talking about the very, very famous sugya, which many of us have heard about. I'm sure almost everybody's heard about, but we never really paid too much careful attention to it because it's a story. It says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Lama Torah b'Yalduso is the son of Beis, but Beis, the last 10 narrow lines. Yilma Torah b'Ziknuso. Hero Tamidim b'Yalduso. Yilma Tamidim b'Ziknuso. Shenemar, Bokas Raz Arecho, Kuli. Amru, here's a famous story. Shneimos are Elav Zugim Tamidim, I'm Rabbi Akiva. Yikvas Aran Kifres. Uchula Mesa b'Perek Echad. Yishon Nogu Kovet Zelazet. Per Olam Shomin. Ashabar Rabbi Akiva, it's a Rabbi Sena Shabadara. Ushnolem, Rab Meir, Rab Yud, Rab Yosef, Rab Shimon, Rab Lozim, and Shamu. Heim, heim, Hamidu Torah. Osa Shah, Tana, Kula Mesa, the Pesach HaRatzeres. Okay, famous sugya. As we all know, it's the basis of the Minig Yisrael. We have some kind of a Minig of Avelus during Sfira. And the Meiri here on our daf says two things. Number one, that the minig was not to get married. That was the entire minig in time of the Gaonim. And number two, that there was a Mesorah that had stopped Lag BaOmer, and therefore the minig is going to go from Pesach until Lag BaOmer. That's the original minig. A later minig is to postpone the Sfira Avelos period. They don't want to have it in Chodesh Nisan, and to the contrary, they didn't want to have it towards the end of the Sfira period. This is very likely connected to the unfortunate event of the Crusade period, where many of the tragedies took place towards the very end of the Sfira period between Lag BaOmer and Shavuos. So they carved out a 33-day period, not the original 33 from Pesach until Lag BaOmer, but from Rosh Chodesh until Shavuos, two different variants. And that's the two minhagim, and we spoke about it a little bit last month, but the losses go to the mission. Half the people keep the first minute, half the people keep the second minute, and the ill-fated attempts of one of my rabbinical predecessors in town to bang the table and say that Riverdale ever keeps the first minute, and of course the Yekis would say, you can say whatever you want, we're not changing our customs, what they call minute of house, but they kept the second minute, which is found in the Ramah, whatever. I have four questions about this Gemara. Number one, why the funny expression of 12,000 pairs? You'll ask the average person, they'll say, yeah, Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 students died. Didn't say that. It said 12,000 pairs died. Hello, Dover. Could have said, 2,000 dozen. You can have many combinations of multiples to lead you to the number 24,000. Question number one. Question number two is, how is it possible, Lonogo covered Zelazet? It sounds inconceivable to us. Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, they shouldn't have a measure of respect for one another. It sounds amazing. Number three, why was the original custom limited to not getting married? And number four, why do we commemorate this tragic period when there's so many other tragedies of this nature which happened in Jewish history, which we don't have any permanent custom to commemorate? Those are the questions.
What was the third one?
The third question was, why was the original custom of Avelus limited to not marrying? Not marrying is, number one, it's only one din of Avelus. Number two, I'll tell you a secret. We mentioned this briefly. Someone who hasn't yet fulfilled Pru Revu is permitted to get married when others can't, including when it is in a year in his personal Avelus. So why not get married? Well, why is it that all of us can't get married when even an Avil proper can get married if he hasn't been married before? This is a restatement of the question. Oh. I wanted to suggest an answer to all these questions as follows. And it's based on a question, again, since we had Chassam Sofer yesterday, we'll quote him again today. The Chassam Sofer quotes the famous Maamar of Rabbi Akiva, the same Rabbi Akiva. This is something which is famous. As a matter of fact, Chumash is taken. Okay. I believe Rashi quotes it. I think so. On the pasuk of Yahavta L'Reacha Kamocha, Omri Rabbi Akiva, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Even a niggin, more than one niggin, this is a very famous word. What does that mean? What's he saying? And why did he say it? The Chasam Sofer, in his Pirush on Chumash, in that parasha, Parashas Kedoshim, asks a question. What do you mean be'ahavta kamocha? It sounds like you have to love your friend exactly as you love yourself. It's against another Gemara, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is quoted in Baba Metzia, I believe some of the Beis. Two people are in the desert. There's one canteen of water. And Reuven owns it, and Shimon has no water. So, according to one opinion of our Ben Petura, they split the canteen. Sometimes they have the canteen. Kiva says, no. Chayecha Kodman. L'chayecha Vercha. You drink the whole canteen of water, you save your life. And if your friend can't make it, no. What can you do? You can't help it. What happened to Achrecha Kamocha? That's a Chasam Sofer's question. So his answer is that it depends on what we're discussing, the spiritual or the physical. In the physical world, Chayecha called me. I have a canteen of water. It's my water. The water belongs to me. I will drink the water to save my life. Yes, sir?
I don't understand the svara. He's saying that your life should come before someone else's. Because, let's say, by heart, by yabar, is my blood redder than yours?
Oh, very good. Excellent question. So the answer, of course, to that question is, and Reb Chaim speaks about this in the opening piece of the Sefer, that the water belongs to me. It's my water. And a chanami, if the water was hefker, Rabbi Kiva might agree with Ben Petur. But that's a halachic discourse. That will be it. So when it comes to the physical, I have a bottle of water, I'm not machir to split it. However, when it comes to Torah, to a spiritual possessions, if you will, there a person is required to fulfill. That's the gist of what the Chasam Sofer says, and he says a phrase, Zeh Klal Gadol Bat Torah. Not as a Zeh Klal Gadol, which is found in the Torah. Zeh Klal Gadol with respect to Torah. He says it in a slightly different way, but I'm using it along his lines. Zeh Klal Gadol Bat Torah, with respect to Torah, you have to share your spiritual treasures with others. You can't hoard your Torah. You have to split it, whatever you have with others, and you should share it. That being the case, Rabbi Osai, we can make the following suggestion. Rabbi Akiva's students undoubtedly had the appropriate honor and respect that is to be accorded to another individual. They weren't hooligans. They were good people. And they respected everybody, the way everyone's supposed to. Kavod Abrius. Of course he had covered up Rias. How can they not? Here's the issue. Rabbi Akiva's Tamidin, who sat and learned at his feet, in those days, it wasn't like today. Today, how many chavrusas do you have? Well, I have a morning chavrusa, and I have an afternoon chavrusa, and I have a night chavrusa, and I have maybe a halacha chavrusa, maybe a musa chavrusa. I got five chavrusas, which is wonderful. Nothing any bad. But in those days, it wasn't that way. Rabbi Akiva would say a shir, and they would be preparing for the shir, and reviewing the shir, and imbibing this Torah Shemapeh from this fountain out of wisdom, Rabbi Akiva, the God of Ador, in pairs. Hence, 12,000 pairs of students. Each one had his chavrusa from morning to night. That was the one pair that he had. I thought that they reviewed it, and they memorized it. It was a different kind of learning than today. Fine. My chiddush is, that Shemes is Zugos Tamidim. Brother Rabbi Akiva, although Nogel Kavod Zela, that doesn't mean that they weren't appropriate towards the 23,998 other members of the Beis HaMedrash. Well, that was appropriate. What was lacking, perhaps, was the Kavod towards that one, the Chavrusa himself. Because although, undoubtedly, it was an appropriate measure of Kavod for the Chavrusa as for anybody else, maybe they yelled at each other when they were learning, but that's okay. As Vay Vesufa, supposed to yell and learn in Mechamta Shel Torah. But apparently was lacking, according to my suggestion, of course in the Madrega of these Gedolim, was lacking was the inordinate measure of Kavod, which has to be accorded to a full-time Chavrusa in Rabbi Akiva's Yeshiva. And why must such a high level of honor be accorded to such an individual? Because remember, these two, this pair, were jointly together involved in delving to the ultimate depths of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Rabbi Akiva was a palpulon who would take the Svaras, Oke Horam, Metochim Zelazeb, Svaraso. He would be an unbelievably deep, profound, wise. We ran out of adjectives from Rabbi Akiva. Well, so. We shouldn't even attempt to begin. But the greatest one, Rabbi Akiva, the ultimate Tarshan of Pez, Rabbi Akiva, as we all know, the Agadat HaMenachas, the greatest individual that Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, give the Torah to Rabbi Akiva. And he had two people spending a whole day together, learning his Torah, reviewing it, and sharpening it, etc., etc. And they have honor for each other, like they have honor for anybody else. This indicates that on their level, they did not realize the incredibly important tachlis of this learning of Torah. They didn't realize how deep and profound this enterprise was. Had they realized it, they would have given a much greater degree of kavod to their respective study partners, their charusas. That's why the Gemara has shnei mesri elef zugos shel talmidim, because they didn't give the proper kavod zeh lazeh. Means Reuven to Shimon and Levi to Yehuda and Yisachar to Zvulun, and down the line 12,000 such pairs, one to another. And it's possible that Rabbi Akiva's statement "V'ahavt recha kamocha" as the Chakot of the Torah was in fact uttered in the aftermath of this tragedy. He saw how bad it was that they didn't have this incredibly high madrega. Now "V'ahavt recha kamocha" applies to all Jews, yes, but each one of the madregaso, as we shall soon see, the level of Ava that is required for a full-time Chavrus and Rabbi Akiva's Bis Medrash was much higher than that which the Talmidim were giving to one another, quantitative interpretation. And therefore the unfortunate tragedy of their demise led Rabbi Akiva to that statement, Zeh Klal Gadol BaTorah, when you have, realize how important Torah study is and have a greater measure of Kavod for your particular Chavrusa. This answers the first two questions. Why 12,000 pairs, and why they didn't have covers? Others said they had cover, not this high madrig of cover. Memela, we understand why this particular tragedy has to be commemorated the daf at that time, between Pesach and Shavuos, because it's a lead up to Matan Torah. If a person doesn't have sufficient cover for a chavrusa of this nature, then he's not able to be mekabel the Torah properly. The Kabbalah of the Torah requires a proper evaluation of the Chashivas of the Torah. And the Chashivas of the Torah means the Chashivas of the Chavrusa with whom you're engaged full-time in study of Rabbi Akiva's Torah. Therefore, this particular tragedy is commemorated each and every year to enable us to internalize and reinforce the lesson, the eternal lesson, of the critical nature and importance of Torah HaKadosha and of learning Torah, so that we be equipped to be able to approach Shavuos, the time of Matan Torah, each and every year, in a more appropriate fashion. Why then, you'll ask, was the particular custom not to marry? Originally, there was no problem with shaving, haircuts, it's just not married. Look at the Miri al Adaf. So the answer may lie, Rabbi Osai, in another Agadata, on this very daf. Mamash on the very daf. The last two lines on Samad Beis and Beis. Nothing is a coincidence on both sides. They find that these two agadas in the same daf. Nothing is a coincidence. What's on the base? The last two lines. Ho'oev es ishto kegufo. Va'machab de yosu kegufo. Etc. Ho'lo v'akosav omer. Yodata kisholem ha'olech. We talk over here about someone who loves his wife, kegufo. But the Gemara has a mesech to kiddushin. A person may not marry a woman, be a kaddish woman, before seeing her first. You want to make sure that your relationship with your wife will be appropriate, and therefore she has to be pleasing to you in her looks, and therefore you must see her. You can be mekayesh to a shliach. Technically speaking, you can do it without even seeing her, but it's not to be done. So we see, therefore, that an ava of a particular magnitude is required towards a wife. Obviously, it's not required generally after a kamocha with every other Jew. Again, the highest possible level of ava. Why? Why? Here's the answer. The answer is, Morav Rabbi Osai, that it's true, we no longer have the kind of, generally speaking, the kind of chavrusa relationship which existed in the olden days Because nowadays people have multiple chavrusas, and now we learn from the Gemaras, and now many of you learn from your computers. So we have a totally different kind of a situation. The only vestige or remnant that we have in our world of a deep and profound and full-time and unique spiritual relationship is that of marriage. Because marriage for us is a deep spiritual relationship. That's what it's all about. Chalila v'chalila, that a marriage should be purely physical. I mean, just ask. It's a deep spiritual relationship, which yes, has a physical component, which we do not hide under the rug. We've spoken enough about it already this month. We don't have things under the rug. There is a physical component, and the rabbis are not afraid to talk about it. We had the Gemara just this week, about an older man and a younger woman, and Eitz HaHogenes. The Chazal are very much aware of the respective drives of men and women in the physical and even intimate part of their relationship, and they view it as absolutely critical. We spoke at the very beginning, the first week of this man, way back in Elul, about if it's impossible for that part of the relationship to be fulfilled, it could be Kedushay Tos, Shubas Rav Moshe, Hakol Yodim Kala Manechsel Chuppah. We don't hide things under the rug. But ultimately, this is the most exalted, as we say, holy Kiddushin, exalted, elevated Nisuin, we use these words literally, relation that exists in the spiritual world for us. And therefore I'm suggesting the following. The reason we don't get married in Sphira is not because of Avelis. The original custom didn't do it. They said, you're allowed to take a haircut. It's not Avelis. Avelis, and another's allowed to get married. Rather, the answer is, this is not considered a propitious time for one to wed. Why? Because we commemorate the anniversary of the same Tkufa so many years ago when Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim were unable to appreciate the full measure of the spiritual relationship which existed in the Chavrusas and learning Torah all day, Rabbi Akiva's mismanage. So too, we're afraid that in that time, a man and a woman, upon their marriage, will be unable to fully appreciate the significance, the full value of this deep and profound spiritual relationship, which is marriage. It's not a good time. That's why, of course, the single most popular day of weddings in the entire Jewish calendar is, of course, Lag BaOmer. Everyone knows that. Lag BaOmer. So we'll say, yeah, because there's been a backup for a few weeks already. But it's more than that. Lag BaOmer is a time when Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim stopped dying. And as a result of that, we say it's a day which is very much propitious to establish a deep spiritual relationship. Ad kan my pshat, based on the Gemara here in Masechta, Yevamos Masamah, the Beis and the Beis. The same Gemara, or I should say the same, a similar story is found in the Medrash. But the Medrash has it a little bit different. I think it has seven Talmidim, as opposed to five, I might have different names. And there it says, Rabbi Akiva warned his Talmidim, be careful, don't make the mistake of your predecessors, which caused them to be wiped out. And what did he say? What was the lashon that he used? Shlote einchem tzara zebazeh. Shouldn't have tzaros ayin. Tzaros ayin. What does tzaros ayin mean? No chumash. I would like to look for a chumash. No, what did I do? Stone chumash on my desk.
It's not
I suppose we're going to shmos, but I'll take gracious too. I'll take whatever I can get. Oh yeah, Rashi, Shmuel. If you have to call the later chumash, we'll be in trouble. But at the moment, we have two chumshei tar. What does it mean? Lotei einchem tzara. Thank you. You shouldn't have narrow eyes towards one another. Narrow eyes. What does that mean? So I would like to suggest, means as follows. And perhaps there was a sense on the part of the first 24,000, or at least the first 12,000 pairs of one another, of Tzara Ayin. Tzara Ayin means that someone, unfortunately, begrudges another. He's not so happy for the other person's success. And it's interesting that the expression of Tzara's Ayin, I believe, is found in Rashi, Chumash in Rashi, I keep Rabbah saying Chumash in Rashi, Bereshis Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Beis. Yefos Mara, talking here about the cows of Paro. Simonuli Me'asova, Shabrios Niros Yafas Zulazu, She'ein Ein Bria Sara Bechaverta. If it's years of plenty, so I, as they say in Yiddish, Ich Faginem, is it even, is it they train to a man, and even Fargain. Yeah, this language of the Israelis, it's a Yiddish term, which means, yeah, let him have what he wants. I don't know, he has more than me, it's a big deal, I'm very happy he has more than me. When it's years of plenty, there's no Tzaras Ayin. Later on, unfortunately, when there is famine, when it's famine, and people don't just don't have, when people don't have, so then it's bad. Then it's Tzaras Ayin. You know, they're jealous of what somebody else has. They can't stand it when somebody else has more than they have. And that leads to terrible, terrible things, Ayin Horus, and all that stuff. So it's certainly a possibility, based on the Lashon of the Medrash, Rabbi Kiva said to them, don't be Einchem Tzara, as the first ones, that was the issue. The problem was that they had, like each one wanted to be on top of the heap. I'm a bigger Lamdin, I'm a bigger Talmud Chacham, I'm a bigger Bokeh, I'm a bigger Charef, or whatever. Maybe. That's a terrible attitude. That attitude to be Chalila B'chas destructive to the propagation of Torah. And the Medrash goes on and says, even in more elaborate terms than the Gemara and Yeram HaSamach Beis and Beis. They listen, they didn't listen, and there was no more Tzaras Ayin, and from this the entire Torah spread, and was propagated, and it was throughout the world, and the whole, everything all got all better. Because we have to understand that Talmidei Chachamim should not chalila v'chas be limited by Tzaras Ayin. I must say, and I don't have to talk about it too many times, but I feel once in a while I should say it. This is a midah which the Talmidim of Soloveitchik, the Chacham Livracha, were able, those who had their eyes open, no pun intended, those who had their eyes open, were able to imbibe and to glean from his godliness. Not only was it gadol the Torah, everyone knows, no one that this is a mefursim, I'm a mefursomus, and it's shifas raya. It was a gadol in this midah of not having any tzoras ayin. He never had, should we say, turf battles with other people. He was nice to people, even to people who were not nice to him. He's mishalem tova tachasro on many occasions, and you didn't hear him besmirching other people, even who besmirched him. And you didn't say, "Oh, well, come learn with me. You can't learn. Don't learn there." That wasn't his way. It was we'll call it. He had generosity of spirit. I must tell you that I think that, by and large, of course, there are always exceptions to anyone's Talmidim, that this has been followed by Rebbe's Talmidim and his Talmidei Talmideim, and in some circles, it's absolutely a pellet to people. I can't believe it. I had this situation happen in Eretz Yisrael, where some Talmidim and Talmidim of the Rav had a particular location, someone needed a place, and come in, start your institution there, and they didn't charge him, and they were nice to him, so he couldn't believe it. Apparently, Eretz Yisrael, a little bit some rougher edges in certain parts of the society, even the society of Talmidei Chachamim and Rabbonim, and I just couldn't believe it that we have such generosity of spirit. Bakasha, that was my Rebbe's godless, aside from his godless in Torah. This Rebbe Akiva taught us Talmidim. Now he should be Gedolim B'Torah, as I say, undoubtedly were. The first ones of Sophie also undoubtedly were. But they should have this. No Tzoras Ayin. They should have let another person be a bigger Talmud Chacham, and then they should be. We promote others. We try not to promote ourselves. Today we live in a world of self-promotion. I must tell you that I'm, as a Talmud of my Rebbe, I'm somewhat allergic to self-promotion. I have trouble handling it. And I take some pride in saying, I think that my children. And many of my Talmidim have picked up the allergy for me. That's not hay fever. It's okay to get this one. It's I have self-promotion. It just wasn't my Rebbe's way. It wasn't the Rebbe Kiva's way. I should try to be promote others. Yes, sir?
What's Kinnas Seyfrin?
Very good question. Kinnas Seyfrin from Tarbachot. It's a good question. an obvious expression, kinah sarif from Tarav Chacham. What that means is, wow, I studied 10 black Gemara. This guy studied 20 black Gemara. Wow, I want to be like him. I want to also propel myself to try to learn 20 black Gemara, which I was unable to do until now. But I see it as an example. This guy, he learned 20 black. He sees my age. He thinks he can't learn the same yeshivas as me. He can do 20 black. Why can't I do 20 black? That's what it means. It does not mean chalila v'chas that you're jealous in the negative sense. As the Chazal dash about the Kani Rochel Bachosa, with the word, so that whatever other things you can develop, that's what I understand it to mean. It's a very good question. So this, therefore, is the famous Agadata of Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim, which is found in Tzadok Beis and Beis and Al Gemara. And although we normally don't learn, go into the Agadatas, I felt this one is such an important one, it's mamish critical for us as Talmidei Yeshiva to understand and to recognize and to realize.